What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight we have a horror movie review. So today I'm going to be covering Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. This was one movie of the Halloween series I have never seen before. I tried to watch it as a little kid. It didn't have Michael Myers. I was not interested. Took it back to Blockbuster Video. Was not feeling it. So this is the first time I've ever seen this movie from start to finish. Can't wait to dive right in.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Released October 22nd, 1982. Starring Tom Atkins, Stacy Nelkin, and Dan O'Herley. On October 23rd in Northern California, shop owner Harry Grimbridge is chased along a barren road by mysterious men in suits. He makes it to a gas station, clutching a jack-o'-lantern mask. He is driven to the hospital by station attendant Walter Jones. At the hospital, Harry is placed in the care of Dr. Daniel Callis, an alcoholic doctor struggling with the relationship between him, his ex-wife, and his children. That night, another man in a suit enters Harry's hospital room, murders him, then burns himself alive. A few days later, Daniel was confronted in a bar by Harry's daughter, Ellie. He tells her about the strange events of the night Harry died and shows her the mask her father was holding when he was admitted to the hospital. Along with Ellie, Daniel traces the mask back to the Silver Shamrock Novelties, a company based in a small town in California. The motel manager explains that Connell Cochran and his company, Silver Shamrock Novelties, which produce wildly popular latex jack-o'-lantern, witch, and skeleton mask for Halloween, are responsible for the town's prosperity. While signing in the motel register, Daniel learns that Harry stayed at the same motel. The other motel guests arrive, including shop owners Marge Gutman, Buddy Kupfer, Buddy's wife, and their son Little Buddy. Later that night, Marge finds a stone microchip on the back of a silver shamrock button. She is zapped in the face by its laser beam after poking it with a hairpin, leaving her face disfigured and causing a large insect to emerge from the wound. Daniel and Ellie learn of Marge's accident, and Daniel attempts to help, but is forced away by the group dressed in lab coats. The next morning, Daniel and Ellie tour the factory with the Kupfers and discover Harry's car there, guarded by more men dressed in suits. They return to the hotel, but cannot contact anyone outside of the town. While Daniel attempts to phone for authorities, Ellie mysteriously disappears and Daniel is captured by the men in suits who are revealed to be androids created by Cochran. Cochran reveals his plan to sacrifice children wearing his mask on Halloween, thus bringing about a resurrection of the ancient age of witchcraft. For Silver Shamrock's big giveaway, which will air at 9 p.m. on all television channels following the Horrorthon, each of these masks contains a fragment of Stonehenge implanted in its trademark microchip. When activated by the flashing signal of the commercial on screen, the Magic Pumpkin, the microchip causes the mask wearer to succumb to brain damage from absorbing the energy of Stonehenge and unleashes a swarm of insects and snakes that come out of the wearer's corpse and kill anyone nearby. To demonstrate, Cochran kills the Kupfers in this fashion. Later that night, Cochran puts a silver shamrock mask on Daniel and leaves him to die the same fate as the trick-or-treating children, who will come back home for his false watch-and-win Halloween sweepstakes that created for his company. Daniel destroyed the television set, removing the mask, escaping through the ventilation shaft, and rescues Ellie. He dumps the chips from the overhead rafters and activates their signals with the commercial, killing Cochran's employees while Cochran is vaporized by the Stonehenge. As the two drive away, Ellie attacks Daniel, revealing herself to be an android duplicate and that Cochran's henchmen presumably killed her. Daniel crashes the vehicle but decapitates the android with a tire iron. On foot, Daniel arrives at Walter's gas station, where he contacts the television stations and attempts to convince all the television station managers to remove the commercial. At the same moment, a group of trick-or-treaters wearing silver shamrock masks arrive at the gas station to participate in the big giveaway on Walter's television. Daniel persuades the station to take it off channels 1 and 2, but on channel 3, the commercial keeps playing. Daniel desperately screams on his phone for the final station to turn off the commercial. His fate is unknown.
All right, my friends, that was Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. I like this movie a lot, surprisingly. The only thing I didn't like, they just need to change the title. Just call it Season of the Witch. Didn't need to call it Halloween because that set this movie up for failure from the start. The concept here was to have the first two about Michael Myers, and then every movie after this was going to be its own little short story about events that happened on Halloween in different towns and things like that. So I get where they were going, but you can't introduce an iconic character like Michael Myers and just leave him out of an entire sequel. Just not a good thing to do. I like this movie. I like the characters in the movie. I like the doctor. He's going through his own personal troubles. Obviously, he's a ladies' man because he's got the wife at home. He's got the girl at the police station. He ended up picking up the victim's daughter. So shout out to the doctor. He's just laying and slaying. I like the whole idea of the creepy town. When they first pull into the town, everybody's looking at them. So I like that concept of it because it's just this creepy small town that nobody really knows about. And the only thing that's there is this big company. I kind of like the uniqueness of this movie. It wasn't your typical slasher movie. This took a whole scientific approach by using the Stonehenge, taking pieces of the Stonehenge, putting it in a microchip, and putting it in kids' masks. They were trying to mass murder children here. I like the concept here. It's really, really deep. Crazy stuff to do, to put a mask on and think that by watching a commercial, it's going to turn you in, disfigure it, and then you're going to have all kind of bugs and snakes coming out. Pretty gross stuff there. I like the concept of the android stuff too. It's like he had the whole town brainwashed. It was his town. So I like that concept there. Once again, just didn't need it to be called Halloween. I did like the commercial. The commercial was crazy. It's one of those annoying ass commercials. It was just so annoying, but it was catchy, and you can see why kids would like it, especially in the 80s. Is this movie rewatchable? Sadly enough, I like the movie, but I'll probably never watch it again just because it does not have Michael Myers. I may check it out. I know this movie has grown a cult following for Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, but it's not something I can really give it a rewatch after rewatch after rewatch. You guys know I rate these movies out of 5 stars. I'm going to give this movie 2.5 stars. All in all, it was a decent movie here. I liked the movie. It was a good watch. I probably should have watched it a long time ago, but with the absence of Michael Myers and you guys calling this a Halloween movie, I just couldn't get down with it. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, and support the Nation of Podcation everywhere you get your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
Sets for the horror-thon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween. We'll be right back.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.